We will now turn to LB 609, an act to ensure an incarcerated individual's right to make free telephone calls protected by attorney-client privilege. And we have the sponsor here with us, Representative Pacifist. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning. The testimony is being presented or being passed out. Good morning, Representative Moonen, Senator Carney, and honorable members of the Judiciary Committee. Years ago, when I was a young attorney, fresh out of law school, I spent some time practicing as a criminal defense attorney and was on the Indigent Legal Services roster doing mostly misdemeanor cases. One day I received a collect call from the county jail. And at the time I did not introduce myself. Yes, I'm Representative Tavis Hassenfuss. I represent House District 57, and I'm here to present LD 609, an act to ensure an incarcerated individual's right to make free telephone calls protected by attorney-client privilege. As a young practicing attorney, I received a collect call from the local county jail, and it was fielded by my receptionist. The call went to message, and there was no message. It said, "You've received a collect call from the county jail," and I had no idea who called. I called back. I tried to find out who it was, and needless to say, it wasn't until a few days later when I received a court appointment that I finally understood who was calling me and why they're calling me. It just happened to be an individual that I knew personally as well. And I use this as an example to pose the question, are we currently doing everything that we can to ensure that incarcerated individuals are able to access their attorneys in a timely manner? Consider those residents who are not yet adjudicated and are by constitutional definition innocent. The right to counsel is so fundamental to our system of justice that it has been enshrined in the U.S. Constitution since its inception, and especially in the pretrial context where all residents of jail are presumptively innocent. In its simple form, this bill sets to seek a standard across the state where any person in detention can immediately make a phone call in any timely, reasonable manner during reasonable business hours. I'm sure that you may hear that this isn't needed, that this process is already happening, that there really are no issues. And I myself even wondered that. This was multiple years ago when I had that collect phone call, and I know there's been a lot of work by this committee and the legislature in the past to make sure that we are addressing this issue and the confidentiality issue. But then what really struck me is once the bill was published, it was out there in the ether for anybody to read. I received an email, and Madam Chair also received that same email from the federal public defender who defends cases in U.S. federal court. So it has nothing to do with MCILS or any state agency, purely federal. And I'd just like to read you a little excerpt from his email. And his email is included in the back of my testimony in his entirety, which I think is, that's my star witness, so to speak. But he said, "When our clients want to call us from a main jail, they must go through the vendor the jail contracts with, usually Securus. The call comes to us like a collect call. We are charged $5 for accepting the call. It is impossible for the client to leave a voice message, even to leave their name, as the pay-to-call system requires that we have someone who can answer the phone and approve accepting the call. This means there is no way for a detained client to leave a message asking me a question or telling me they are ill or they received my letter or they need to meet with me. And I have no way of calling them. If a hearing date is scheduled or changed, I need to write and mail a letter. If I have a question about something in the case, I must either write them a letter or travel to the jail. Contrast this to the New Hampshire system at Stafford, where I call the jail and in a few minutes, my client is on a secure telephone line. When an attorney doesn't have reasonable and timely access to a client, it makes providing a quality defense more challenging. It is my hope that through this legislation, we can find a way for all facilities to provide their residents reasonable prompt phone service to enable access to their attorneys. I look forward to working with this committee to find a path forward that allows for attorney-client communication in a way that can be accommodated by our overworked and underfunded jails. Thank you for your time, and I'm happy to answer any questions. And I also wanted to point out a key piece of this bill is to require that the facilities draft and implement guidelines on how best to achieve this. I think that's a key piece because, as you know, every county jail is under different administration, has different procedures. And I think some coherent statewide sort of best practices standard that, you know, we could enforce and encourage all the jails to comply with would be helpful to this. So with that, I leave this bill in good and quality hands, and I look forward to answering any questions. And I'm happy to help facilitate any discussions if you'd like me to reach out to the federal defender or any other attorneys to see if there's recommendations on how we can improve this process.
Thank you very much. Are there questions from the committee? Senator Carney.